Hi, I'm Guy.
Hey, and I'm Jose.
And welcome back to This Beats It All, discussions on the craft of screenwriting, presented by Save the Cat. Jose, how you been?
Hey, I'm doing very well, Guy. How about you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Getting into the spring movie season, and we got to go see one of the first big blockbusters of the year that everyone's been waiting for, Captain America Winter Soldier.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's just I think this really starts off that, the big blockbuster movie season that we're coming gonna get into pretty soon. But Captain America, the Winter Soldier did not disappoint, I have to say.
No, we enjoyed it a lot, and obviously a lot of other people did. It almost got, what, 100 million for its opening weekend here.
Yeah, I think
That's
the
not
not
bad.
bad at all. I think of latest count, because it's been 3 weeks going now as the number one box office. I think it's almost already close to 300 million, if I remember that right. And obviously internationally as well, it's also another 300-400 million, I think. So
As they would say in the movie, not bad for an old fossil, so.
exactly. Not bad at all for an old fossil. But I think the nice thing about Captain America the Winter Soldier, what made it different was that, obviously this is another one of those Marvel stories. It's continuing the through line of all the Marvel superheroes that started with Iron Man 1, and then the big one last year was obviously Avengers.
The
Was it last
Avengers,
year?
yeah.
The Avengers, and then now it's splitting off again, as they say. If you're following the movie industry, this is now phase two of the Marvel film stories, which ends with Avengers Age of Ultron. But again, so the thing with that was, I think what really made Captain America for me more enjoyable now is that, we have these stories of superheroes. And clearly, if you follow the Save the Cat genre, it's clearly under the genres, they're superheroes, right? So and we know right away what it takes to make a superhero movie. But a nice thing I think they did with Captain America, which kind of gave it a fresh look, that made it different enough, was that I think they switched genres on us here. That's kind of my take on it. I don't want to make it a shocker for all people out there. Yes, it is still Captain America. He's still a
He's still a
superhero.
superhero, quote unquote, but yeah.
Exactly, he's still a superhero in that sense. But in terms of that story itself, I actually think they changed genres on us on this. And I think by doing that, it just gave it a fresher approach. It made the story a little bit more different.
That's one thing I've always liked about the genres from the Save the Cat series is that it's not a genre based on the look of the movie. It's not a Western or whatever. It's a genre based on the type of story that's being told. And I agree with you. They pulled a switch on us. You think you're going to go see a superhero movie, but it's really not. What do you think it was then?
No, I felt it was really more of a whydunit, because you clearly see now, yes, you have Captain America, but just bear with me for now. Supposing you just make Captain America just Steve Rogers, a regular, detective. You take away the shield, take away the blue, white, and red costume.
So he'd be a gumshoe for his generation.
Exactly. You take all that away, what you have left now is really a whydunit story. You have this detective, what is one of the requisites of having a whydunit. You have a detective who's doing this investigation, who's leading this investigation, which is exactly what Steve Rogers, Captain America, is doing. Why, after he has this big moment in his life, which is the death of Nick Fury? Sorry, that was a spoiler alert. I should have mentioned that earlier.
People
But
should be
this,
aware by now, just general spoiler alert for all podcasts from here on out.
yeah. But it just, the murder of Nick Fury becomes now the investigation that Captain America has to go after, which leads now, because it opens up now to that second requirement of which is now a what made it a whydunit, which is, that secret. What is the secret behind this investigation? What is the secret now that led to the death of Nick Fury?
And for a while there, he keeps finding out bad stuff about Nick Fury, the guy he thought was his good boss.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of, what makes a whydunit more intriguing, more compelling, and more interesting for us. Because that investigation, the mystery behind, the case, the death of Nick Fury, becomes bigger and bigger. It's not a
Yeah.
simple, we know who the bad guy was right away. But here, the secret became so big that it definitely led to the last element of what makes a successful whydunit, which is that dark turn. And even though, Blake says in Save the Cat with the whydunit, usually the detective doesn't change. It's true. Especially here in Captain America, he really doesn't change. But there is a learning still. That is always something I've always kind of maintained. Even though the hero doesn't change in the sense that there is, a big transformation, but I think there always still is a learning. So even for Captain America, yes, he does not change. He's still, you know, fighting for the right way, but he definitely learned something big here. And that's what I felt what his dark turn was in the story, which is the moment he finds out, you know, that S.H.I.E.L.D. is not exactly what he thought it was. It wasn't fighting for the good. It was actually that the Robert Redford character was actually the villain,
right?
You know, behind the death of Nick Fury. So the moment he decides to go against S.H.I.E.L.D., that's his dark turn. Because that secret to solving this investigation is so compelling for Captain America that he has to break his own rules, which is now become the bad guy. Now to become the outsider. It's now to become the guy who's fighting against what he thought was originally the good guys.
Yeah, for those who don't have all the information that Captain America has within that movie, they think now Captain America's the bad guy. He's turned to the bad side. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s still the good because they don't have the information that he has. And it's a good turn. And you're right, he doesn't change. He still wants to fight for good. What changed was, what is good now?
Exactly. And that's why I think it really is more of a whydunit itself as opposed to simply being a regular superhero movie. Because of those elements, and again, having those elements there, because I see that, I kind of saw that they tried shifting the story into telling us what kind of story it was. Now it's more of a whydunit as opposed to simply making it a superhero.
Right.
That made it, I think, a better story. And it gave it, like I said earlier, a fresh approach to what we all know and have been seeing these past few years, as that superhero story. Yeah. So I think that definitely helps, I think, made it, giving it success of just making it, like I said, having 3 weekends of being the box office is definitely a good sign that, that people are liking the story.
I think if it had been just your straightforward superhero story, then people would be like, well, this is just kind of like the first one. He's the guy who has to deal with putting the world back together again. And
right. Well, like I said, so if even for us as writers, sometimes we feel stuck with our story, or we kind of felt like we haven't even gotten to the point where, we've broken the story yet. Again, take a look at genres. There's nothing wrong with looking at genres. But definitely, if you know your genres, it definitely helps you, figure out who your hero is, what are the goals, what are the problems that he has. If you've written probably maybe 2-3 drafts, whether they're full drafts or they're just beat sheet drafts or board drafts, or 10 drafts of beat sheets, and you feel like it's still not there, try switching up the genre and see how it might change the story and might just give it a fresh approach, just like they did with Captain America.
Well, Jose, it's good talking to you again. We'll talk to you next time about a different movie, I think.
All right. Thanks a lot again, Guy.
And thanks for joining us for another episode of This Beats It All, presented by Save the Cat. You can now find us on iTunes. Just search under Save the Cat, as well as at SaveTheCat.com. See you next time.